Good morning. We'd like to welcome you to the worship service in your homes and at Tyrone Church. The announcement that we have been saying is that we are not receiving mail here, so if you could send your tithe to P.O. Box 970 in Fenton, 48430, that would be wonderful. The other word I would say to you is we have varying views on what is happening, what the governor wants to say, and we of all people need to be gracious to each other, listen to each other, and be community-minded, because we all feel differently. Let's begin by looking at our call to worship, which is Psalm 103. We'll be reading verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Let's stand and sing hymn number 53, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. Together. Father, we come before you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, praising and thanking you that you are indeed the Lord Almighty. You are the one who watches over us, and we enter into this time of worship, worshiping you, repenting of our sins, thanking you for the grace that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thank you that even though we are apart, we are worshiping the same Lord together with Christians all around the world. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. And now let's sing Amazing Grace, number 460. As we continue in our worship service, we have time to confess our sins, and I'm going to allow you to do that silently at home, but first I'd like to read 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, and this is a clear passage where God says, "It is my heaven, and I will allow in who I say will allow in. Some will be in, and some won't." Listen to 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11 as you prepare to confess your sins silently at home. "Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." And so I'm going to allow you to either out loud or silently confess your sins, and then I will conclude with a brief prayer. Father, I pray that you heard these heartfelt prayers, that you listen to us say what you already know, and that you also heard in our words a desire to turn away from those sins and to turn to Christ. We pray this now in Christ's name. Amen. Let me read to you the next verse, 1 Corinthians 6:11, which tells us the hope that we have in Christ and his forgiveness. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Let's continue worshiping by standing and singing Tender Mercy. Reading in Proverbs 3, a very well-known chapter in the Old Testament. These verses should be very familiar to you. So let me read Proverbs 3, 1 through 12. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof. For the Lord reproves him whom he loves, as a father the son in whom he delights. May God bless to us the public reading of his word. Let's take a few moments and turn to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray together. Father, we come before you this morning, worshiping you, thanking you for your grace, for your justice and holiness and purity. Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you that we worship you, the triune God. We exalt in your presence. We exalt in the forgiveness that we have just read about and that we experience every day of our life. Father, we pray for the world. We pray for the world as they struggle with COVID-19. We pray for refugees around the world who are having an even more difficult time, as if that were possible. We pray that people would give so that aid agencies can help them and provide for them. Lord, we pray for the churches around the world and pray that they would be strong witnesses to Christ, that you would give them creative ideas, give them perseverance, be with individual Christians as well as leaders of churches around the world. Lord, we pray for our country. We pray for our president, his administration, all those who give him counsel. There's so many things for them to decide, to recommend, and to aid states and individuals in our country. Lord, we pray for our governor and pray that as she makes executive orders and adjusts them, that you would help her to be wise and discerning. Lord, we pray for the safety of people in our nation. And we also pray for the economy of our nation, for jobs, for companies. We pray that you'd give them wisdom with all the decisions that they need to make. Father, we pray for those who are recovering from surgery. We pray for those who have recently heard bad news. We pray for those who are still going through treatment for cancer, aches and pains that we have. We pray for students who would love to get back to school. As much as we complain about school and work, we'd love to be back at those places doing the same things. Lord, give us perseverance. Help us not to be impatient, but to be wise. Help us to listen to each other. Father, we thank you that you care about us, you know us, that you are sovereign and you are in repose. You are not nervous, you're not pacing back and forth, you are not wondering when this will end. You not only know all things, but you love us deeply, more than we'll ever know. Father, we pray that you would pour out your Spirit upon us so that we can serve you and love you with a whole heart. Be with those who maybe can't understand what is going on for whatever reason. We pray that your Holy Spirit would be with them as they struggle to understand, whether they're too young or maybe they just have difficulty understanding. We pray that you would be with those, and especially with the poor, with those who are African American, Hispanic, who seem to be getting hit harder with this. We pray for those communities. Lord, be with us. Help us to not complain about not going to church, reminding us that millions of Christians throughout the years have worshipped in very difficult situations, and yet their faith has remained strong and the church has grown. So I pray that we would not waste this time, but use this to pursue Christ. We pray this now in Christ's name. Amen. We have the privilege of giving. As we mentioned, we encourage people to give online or to give to our P.O. box. Giving is a very important part of worship. Just like singing is, just like praying, hearing Scripture, reading Scripture. And I'd like to read in 2 Corinthians 8. The whole chapter is on giving, But I'd like to read in verses 11 through 12a, and there's two things I'd like to bring out. Let me read this and then explain it. So before I read it, Paul was encouraging the church in Corinth to give. And one of the big reasons they were giving, they were going to help the Jews in Jerusalem. So Corinth is Gentile. They were giving to the Jerusalem church because it was poor, going through difficulties. And Paul saw this as very significant that Gentiles were helping Jewish believers by giving. So it meant so much to him. And he had talked about this, and he was going to visit, and he said, so now finish doing it well, so that your readiness in desiring it may be matched by your completing it out of what you have. For if the readiness is there, it is acceptable to what a person has. So there's two ways or aspects of giving that God looks at. Obviously the giving itself, but then the readiness. In other words, if we give and we're grumpy about it and we begrudge the fact that we have to give, that doesn't please God. There's got to be actual willingness and readiness and a desire to give as well as giving. Let's pray together. Father, it is a privilege for us to make money. Most of us are serving other people when we make money. It's a privilege for us to have a certain amount of wealth. We live in a very wealthy, rich part of the world. Some of us have more than we need. Others of us don't have that much. But we all have some. And we want to give to you. We want to give, and we want to be willing to give. So, Lord, thank you for your mercy, for your grace, that you allow us the privilege of giving to you. We lift all this up in Christ's name, and all of God's people in the various houses said, Amen.